Housing displaced Palestinian families killed around 100 people, the Gaza Civil Emergency Service said on Saturday. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Around 100 people died here, Gaza's Hamas-run government said on Saturday in an Israeli strike. Mahmoud Bassal, a spokesperson for Gaza's civil defense, said thousands of people displaced amid Israel's 10-month assault on the Palestinian enclave had been sheltering in the school compound.
The Israeli occupation forces hit people this morning at dawn when they were getting ready for the dawn prayers.
Israel's military said the death toll was inflated. It said around 20 Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants were operating at the site. Hamas said the strike was a horrific crime and a serious escalation, and that the dead did not include a single combatant.
David Doyle from Reuters. A regional plane crashed in a residential neighborhood near Sao Paulo in Brazil on Friday. 21 bodies have been recovered. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for São Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Russia has announced what it's called a counter-terrorism operation after Ukraine's incursion into one of its border regions. Moscow hopes the move will increase security where Ukrainian forces caught Russian troops off guard and exposed its military vulnerabilities. The measures announced for the Kursk, Belgorod and Bryansk regions that border Ukraine will allow the government to relocate residents, control phone communications and take possession of vehicles. The Russian Defense Ministry says fighting continues and that the army has conducted strikes against Ukrainian forces. Ukraine's raid on Russia is the largest cross-border incursion of the war, and it's raised fears that fighting could spread well beyond Ukraine. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Ukraine has been appealing to the West to allow it to use Western-supplied weapons for more strikes inside Russia. Vice President Kamala Harris heads to Las Vegas on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Vice President Kamala Harris continues a barnstorming tour, perhaps catching up for lost time in reaching out to voters.
We are the underdog. We are out in great numbers, but we got a lot of work to do.
Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Nevada today with her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Yesterday was battleground Arizona.
We fight for the future.
Donald Trump rallied for a Senate candidate in Montana Friday night after his flight was delayed by a mechanical issue.
I know Montana better than you know, but I was all over your state today.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a sharp contrast with last weekend when anti-immigration protests turned into riots in many cities across the United Kingdom, counter-protesters have taken center stage this weekend. Jay Williams is a volunteer from Stand Up to Racism.
Given the violence that people witnessed in the city centre from their side last week, for people to have the bravery and come out and go, OK, here we are, we will stand against you, I think is extraordinary.
Anti-racism protesters gathered across the UK, including outside the headquarters of Nigel Farage's Reform Party. Mostly, counter-protesters believe people need to come together, especially after the violent riots.
Well, I just wanted to stand up to whatever happened last week. It's unacceptable. It doesn't represent us. We're not those people. Just wanted to show our face and be like, we support this side. This is us.
The initial riots were sparked by online posts falsely identifying the suspected killer of three young girls as an Islamist migrant. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One. Yeah.